It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have a date to the homecoming dance.
A date? What's wrong with her?
Nothing.
She's retarded.
Your brother's date is not retarded.
Well, she could be, but there's different levels. She could be a moron, an imbecile, an idiot, or a cretin. Morons have the highest IQ of the mentally retarded, so if something's wrong with her, you may not notice at first.
Oh, my God. Hey, Joe, write down the winner's name. The phone's crapped out in here, and I don't have time for you to fix them right now. And let's bring our interns in here before we get the final look at news.
See how they're doing.
See how they're feeling, whether I get to bring my maple syrup home.
Mike was afraid the maple syrup we got in the mail from a listener might be poisoned, so we fed it to the interns just to see if they keeled over.
Here comes Marco. Marco looks pretty good.
They both look spry.
They have more food. How much breakfast food have you guys been eating?
Plays, I guess he's going to make himself at home.
I'm going to start doing it when he has a curmudgeon moment.
Oh, now I have to move my stuff. God.
Buzz is set up for his exodus. I mean, he spreads out and he gets ready for the fast exit.
The tiniest thing.
You race out and go on home. I'll stay here and pack up.
You are such an old man now,
hey, Marco,
right?
You're real right.
I guess he's going to make this up. They have to come in and sit where they were before.
We're interns. They don't have to sit.
What's the status? You're still eating there, Chris. How you feeling?
Yeah, it's great. It's better cold.
It's better cold? Okay, and Marco?
I'd have to agree.
Sir. So no vomiting, diarrhea, queasiness of any kind?
Not yet.
And now, all right, now get
out
of here.
Not yet.
Thank you. So Buzz can pack up again.
And now try not to touch Mr. Burbank.
Rearrange your stuff. Make sure you keep your stroller out of the way.
I hate strollers.
He does. Mike, did I tell you? Oh, hold on. What is with my mic? Microphones.
Sounds funny.
Hey, they're Gavilta. Hey, while you're doing that, I want to congratulate Scott Schlinger.
Who?
Scott Schlinger?
Of course, Schlinger.
Of Hagerstown, Maryland. Scott wins a copy of The Incredible Hulk starring Edward Norton and Liv Tyler on DVD. Get your copy. I'll sound like Shep Smith. Get your copy in stores now. You said it. You said it, Mr. Nader.
Did you know?
What do you have over there? Do you bring that in every day?
No, that's actually Joe's cooler, left over from the Boo Bash. And I brought it in last night. It was full of snacks for the big election show.
So let me see if I've got this right. So you have extra stuff to haul tonight.
I do.
And you did a little extra preparation so that we can both get out of here on time.
Stacked some stuff up on a chair.
And when Marco came in, it was just a pain in the ass.
Well, again, interns, chairs, 30 seconds. Did we need that? I don't know. That's just me. I don't know.
I didn't expect him
to sit
down.
I wanted to sit down. Gosh.
Gosh, I did. My legs hurt real bad.
My legs are so tired.
All right, let's get the last look at news with Mr. Burbank.
All right, then.
Get him out of here. He worked late last night.
He was up early this morning.
I get cranky.
I know you do.
We were talking about the fact that it appears Barack Obama might try to mobilize his army of supporters to affect some of the changes and to deal with some of the country's problems.
And to attack Canada.
The problems.
Finally, Rob, I know you're happy about it.
You know, in case we need to.
Blame Canada!
But there's really a tidal wave of problems to deal with, obviously, of foreclosures and bankruptcy, the possible collapse of Social Security. And
market crapped out today, right?
Yeah, it did. Close down 500 points.
That's too many.
And, of course, those two wars I mentioned, and unemployment. A survey of employers shows they are not only planning layoffs, they're planning more layoffs than we've seen in 5 years in the aftermath of 9/11.
Mr. Hughes.
The first jobs to go were in the automotive and financial industries, and they went to the tune of 200,000 jobs in October, getting in line with the more than 115,000 laid off in September. Some forecasters predict unemployment will reach 7.5% next year. Brother, can you spare some change?
It's going to be interesting to see. I think it might have been a quote from somebody in the Clinton administration that says the president can actually shape the moods. You know,
be a leader.
You can actually get the vibe because the markets are so emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really human beings when you get right down to it. You're not talking about the hard, cold facts all the time. So we'll have to see what happens with this. But I still think no matter what, it's going to be a very long haul.
Yeah.
The fact is, and people can make fun of me when they hear this, the shots of people in other countries, you know, doing cartwheels and excited about our presidential election.
Yeah. Yes.
I have a great deal of difficulty looking on that as a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think perhaps it's long overdue. If our image in the world is improved by this election, that's the first step of hopefully some positive development.
I just remember you singing and dancing And Tony Blair was appointed.
Oh, and when now, Putin got it.
Oh, forget it.
I've heard people say they're disturbed to see people with turbans in other countries dancing in joy over the election of Barack Obama.
I wasn't thinking about that. I saw a tape of the French.
Right.
There you go. The hated French. There right. they were.
But yeah. I've had people say this to me, and what I would say to them is, isn't that better than seeing them burning effigies and American flags? I'll go for dancing any day.
You know, and it's not necessarily going to mean that things are going to get better in the world.
Right.
But I do look at it as a positive.
It's optimism.
That's what makes us lily-livered liberal Democrats.
Anyone who is
and that's
scared.
What we are, and that's I'm right. sorry about it. And I don't try to throw my agenda down people's throats, but I'm sorry I feel that way.
Anyone,
and why am I saying I'm sorry? Because I'm a lily-livered Democrat.
Anyone,
I'm not apologizing. F you there. I'm not apologizing.
Anyone who is scared of dancing should be required to watch the movie Footloose.
That's
because
right.
you will see there is nothing wrong with dancing.
Nothing to fear.
Dancing is cool.
Reporters witnessed both joy and bitterness last night on the news of Obama's victory here in this country. In the District of Columbia, there was the honking of horns, and yes, even a little gunfire. You know, guns are legal there now.
Yeehaw!
Thousands of people crowded into a blocked-off stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue for cheers and tears and dancing. Obama, they shouted. And whose house? Obama's house. But reporters didn't have to go far to find a guy who would say, and I quote, "What language do they speak in Kenya? Maybe I should get a book. I'd sure like to see his birth certificate."
Yeah, it still exists.
Yeah, sure. Quoting
it
another,
that's the way it is.
McCain said, according to another, he said McCain should sue for all the votes stolen by Acorn. I don't believe those numbers. It's not over. It's not over.
No,
yeah, but
it,
more
it
genuine
is
than
over.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck, in my
true,
opinion.
True, honest, yeah.
But it is over, guys.
Exactly.
Come on.
One Republican volunteer, however, was quoted as saying, "The sun will come up tomorrow. I hope there will be a level of coming together. It's a challenging time for all of us."
And that is the challenge. I want to say it again. That's the challenge of this administration and all the new people that came in on the Democratic side. You know, just because there was this mandate and this overwhelming victory, you know, doesn't mean you still have to reach out. We are still very divided in this country, and they have to remember that.
After that volunteer said that, didn't they carve a backwards B into their chin?
Yes. Oh, we're past
she
that.
Helped, didn't she?
Yeah, she always helped. Mm-hmm.
You're right, Rob. It is over. Plans for Obama's inauguration are already underway. Some of D.C.'s most popular hotels are already booked for that week, and others are filling up fast.
I'm driving down.
Oh, I'd love to see this. I've never seen an inaugural parade before. I wanted to see Clinton's. I missed it. I feel I have to see this
I
one.
Went to Bush 41's inauguration. It's very, very cool.
I think we might have to be working that day, gentlemen. Maybe we'll get a little setup down there. We'll see what happens.
That'd we can do fun. Both.
It can be awful chilly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, real cold.
Well, plans are being made to accommodate us and accommodate room outdoors for Obama and 240,000 of his closest friends. That's how many tickets are available to the public for the gathering on the west side of the Capitol Dome. Number of chairs, 30,000. When the music stops, everybody grabs one and 210,000 people are left standing. There'll be cheesy ponchos to protect onlookers from the weather. Umbrellas are banned for security reasons.
You know, the nice thing about this, too, is you do get the entertainment factor. And when you talk about a Democratic inauguration,
yeah.
you know, we're not going to have to worry about Kelsey Grammer
yeah,
anymore.
And Wayne Newton.
And Hank Williams Jr. There might be a few better entertainers. Hey, listen, and Republicans, if that pisses you off, that's just a real fact of life. And you know what I'm saying
you
is
know
true.
It's true.
That's at Bush
right.
41's inauguration, everyone got a bag of M&Ms.
Yay!
That's true.
That's good.
People also voted yesterday on issues including weed, gay marriage, and abortion.
647. Who had it?
In California.
You knew we'd get it in there.
The recent marriage of Ellen DeGeneres to Portia de Rossi will be annulled now that voters have chosen to make banning gay marriage part of that state's constitution. And poor George Takei. Gay marriage bans also passed in Florida and Arizona.
So California did pass that. You know what? It is the unreported story. Just like that one guy that texted in here today.
Yeah.
So they voted against gay marriage.
It wasn't really clear until today that the initiative had failed or passed, depending. It was very complicated.
Wasn't it worded that
you had to vote no if you meant yes?
You had to vote. They were voting for banning it.
Right.
So it's a confusing ballot initiative.
It is. And
that's
don't think
nice.
You know what? I'm not so sure that wasn't on purpose.
South Dakota and Colorado, meanwhile, refused to pass bans on abortion. The law beaten back in South Dakota would have allowed for doctors to be arrested.
Shut up, Aaron.
What did Aaron say? Well, do we even want to repeat it?
It says, why do you guys never answer me?
Well, you just answered him.
Thank you.
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a prick.
Aaron.
In Massachusetts, voters chose to decriminalize marijuana. In a month from now, in Massachusetts, possession of an ounce or less leads to a $100 fine and confiscation of your weed.
Buzzes on a plane.
But it won't go on your permanent record.
Zoom!
For teenagers, however, the fine is $1,000, and that comes with some community service and a drug awareness program, as it should, and medical marijuana was approved in the state of Michigan. The Supreme Court's hearing a case about so-called profanity on television.
Oh, I've heard about this
one. Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Rob.
Networks versus the FCC over what are known as fleeting expletives.
There goes Katie hitting the dump button again.
Oh, there she goes.
Fleeting expletives, brief swearing, and live broadcasts, you know, award shows, election coverage.
Right.
It would be the first so-called indecency ruling by the court since 1978.
Philadelphia Phillies victory parades.
Right.
Finally. World effing champions.
Finally.
No!
Bruce Van Dyne could have just made it up that he found a cooked mouse baked inside a hot dog bun from Arnold's Bread Company.
Oh.
The company says it's not really a mouse. It's an anomaly. A glob of way overcooked dough that is, as the company describes it, the result of pan accumulation.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse than the mouse.
I know it.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. And if that was all there was to the story, then it wouldn't be difficult to guess who's right. But a Florida health inspector has chimed in saying it doesn't look like pan accumulation to him.
Oh, so it is a mouse. Oh.
And he notes that the local Arnold's factory has failed 2 inspections. Because of rodents.
Oh, God.
And insects.
Ew!
Oh, no!
Nasty.
You want mustard on that?
No.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank hockey great Alex Ovechkin and also Vaughn Ververs. And great coverage from Vaughn during the election.
Mm-hmm. You mean V-squared.
And Lisa Lampanelli. Tomorrow on the show, Carlos Mencia, and author of the book Doing Things Faster, Samantha Ettis. All right. All the right. Executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Mr. Thinker. I got it covered here. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Yeah.
For Beth Ann, Rob, Buzz, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
Okay.
Hey. It's a brand new day. Obama fans, we say hooray. Now the time for celebrating passes. And let's get down to business, asses. They've got the keys. Time to drive. The new head honchos will soon arrive. The questions are asked. How will they do? Will they be better? And will we when they're through? I don't know. Who can tell? Time will answer how long we're in hell. But one thing I say, hold your head high. Americans did it. They reached for the sky. And whether conservative, liberal, or other, the U.S. made history. And thank you, my brother. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.